Republicans revolt against $1.7 trillion omnibus. No Republican should cave into this political warfare. By Hannah Blow on December 20, 2022. Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, is among Republicans speaking out against the recently released omnibus spending bill. Citing the $1.7 trillion price tag as well as the $45 billion allotted for Ukraine as Representative Andy Biggs, R.Oz, warns that no Republicans should cave into this political warfare. Congressional appropriators released the text of the 4,155-page bill in the very early hours of the morning. The bill totals $1.7 trillion, $773 billion of which is domestic spending specifically. While there are Republican victories associated with the bill, including the absence of the media cartel bill and legislation banning TikTok from government devices, it also includes tens of millions in earmarks and other wasteful spending, including billions for Ukraine. "I'm a no on omnibus," Massey said following the release of the bill's text, citing the number of pages and $1.7 trillion total. $45 billion for Ukraine plus unrelated laws, he added. "Don't tell me you defend democracy if you support one bill once a year that funds everything, written behind closed doors by a few insiders, with insufficient time to read before voting. I will vote no on the secret Biden omnibus budget that no one has read or seen," Representative Mary Miller, REEL, wrote Monday, prior to the text's release. "Every single Republican should vote no. This is a disgrace. Why can't the American people know what's in it? It's their money," she added. The Democrats' omnibus spending bill is more than 4,000 pages long, Representative Andy Biggs, R.Oz, said. "They expect Congress to rubber stamp this $2 trillion monstrosity and are pressuring us to do that right before the holidays," he continued, adding that no Republican should cave into this political warfare. "Every Republican should be a no on the omnibus spending bill," Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, said as others expressed similar sentiments. "Congress has until Friday to pass the measure in order to avoid a government shutdown."